Hi, this is Megan Taylor, Director of Content and Research at the International Bunch. On our blog today, we're going to be talking about AI-generated content and what it means for marketers. This blog was written by Emma James, our copywriter, in July 2023. Artificial intelligence has accelerated, as we know, in recent years. It has won at a state fair, it's been trialled in courts of law, and it's even assisted with writing academic papers. Some have even trialled how it could be used in peer review. If you look at social media at the moment, AI is everywhere. People are discussing the impact on creating marketing content. In particular, ChatGPT has been taking the internet by storm. We use Jasper sometimes for our own internal marketing to help brainstorm and inspire ideas. Sometimes the generated content is laughable, but it does spark ideas and it will only improve as the tool learns what we like and don't like. Platforms like You.com are revolutionising the ways in which we search online. You.com is a particular favourite for people who love to find summaries with authoritative links to sources, beating Google's more traditional search results. Google has released its own generative AI tool, Bard. And even HubSpot now has its own AI tool. So we want to look at how AI content creation tools are affecting marketing and scholarly communications. Generally, the marketing industry is embracing AI and harnessing the tools for content generation. Marketers are using these tools to create images, written content, simulations, and more. A quote from Digital Smiles from June 2023 says that marketers' AI usage increased from 29% in 2018 up to 84% in 2020, a 55% jump. However, AI adoption slowed significantly from 2019 to 2021 before picking up again in 2022 when AI adoption grew by nearly 250%, according to HubSpot. So what is hindering AI adoption sometimes? Digital Smiles goes on to detail the top five things that are often hindering AI adoption, including limited AI skills, expertise or knowledge, the price being too high, a lack of tools or platforms to develop models further, projects being too complex or too difficult to integrate and scale, or too much data complexity. On the other hand, what are some of the factors driving AI adoption? These include advancements in AI, making it more accessible, the need to reduce costs and automate key processes, an increasing amount of AI embedded into standard business applications, competitive pressure, demands due to the COVID-19 pandemic, pressure from consumers, directives from leadership, company culture, labour or skills shortages, and environmental pressures. Using AI to write content is not something that is new. There are lots of examples of companies using AI. For instance, in 2016, the Washington Post used its artificial intelligence tool, Heliograph, to write its social media post coverage of the Rio Olympics. Media giant BuzzFeed also noted its intent to use ChatGPT for content creation in 2023, although it is worth pointing out that ChatGPT doesn't access the current internet, only an archive from 2021. But there are lots of other tools out there writing articles with authoritative citations. Of course, there is one major concern for some marketers. If AI tools can create content, where does that leave human marketers in charge of content creation? Which leads us to the question, can AI really replace human marketing? The answer is really no. Marketers can rest easy. It's very unlikely that human beings will become completely redundant due to AI marketing. People sell to people after all, which is the same for machines to people. That human touch is really fundamental for marketing to make an impact, and it's something that these AI tools just can't replicate. We're seeing content agencies thinning staff in some places as their clients use AI tools to generate content and feel they don't need them. But you still need people to have the great ideas and generate quality content. It just means that we can get more done before than we did before. With better tools to help us, we can be more efficient. It's about generating quality content through the noise and embracing AI. At the recent Silip Simru Wales AGM, journalist John Norton and AI library specialist Phil Bradley ran two really enlightening talks about AI. As Phil says, search for your problem and try a tool rather than looking for a named tool. There are 30 to 48 AI tools launched a day. So try one, and if you don't like it, just use another. Make sure that you keep updated with the latest technology in the industry, including AI. AI can revolutionise marketing practices, but marketers need to quickly adapt and change or risk being left behind. AI can be a powerful asset for marketers when used correctly, with many benefits. The benefits include things like efficiency, the fact that it can be used to inspire new content, the fact that it can be used for short form content as well as helping you to personalise your marketing. In addition, some people feel it's beneficial for accessibility. As explored by the Scholarly Kitchen recently, AI can be really beneficial for accessibility with things like speech recognition, computer vision, text alternatives, AI-generated captions and more. This can all help to make marketing more inclusive and accessible. There are, however, drawbacks as well to an AI-generated content. There are concerns over quality if a human being isn't involved to check and edit and add to that content. There are plagiarism concerns and ethical questions. Some feel it lacks human creativity and connection. Machine learning is, after all, incredibly advanced, but it does lack the heart and creativity that human beings have. A person's ability to weave a story that resonates with an audience is something that AI doesn't really possess. It's not capable of coming up with these innovative new ideas, only building upon ideas that are already in existence and it can access. The other drawback is that knowledge can be outdated. Some AI tools aren't continuously updating to the latest knowledge, so it's important to be aware of that. We'd be really interested to hear how AI is changing how you create content, if at all. Do let us know your opinions in the comments below. Thank you for listening.